I'm here to talk about a wonderful panel discussion taking place at the Albany Public Library on Sunday called Fake News, Real Teens, Problems and Possibilities.
And tell us about this. Why did you decide to get involved with this forum?
Well, this forum is the brainchild of Tor Loney, who is a librarian, the director of the manager of the Howe branch of the Albany Public Library. And Tor has been a youth librarian who's been making media with young people at the Howe branch and other branches. And there's a lot of preconceptions that people have about the attitudes that young people have about media. And this is really creating an intergenerational dialogue about how young people feel about media and the issues of fake news and veracity and so that's why they're doing it this Sunday.
And who are the panelists going to be?
The panelists are Amanda Fries, who's a reporter at the Times Union, Heather Kovar, who is a CBS News anchor in Albany, and Tom Mackey, who's a professor at SUNY Empire State College. And Tom is the author with Trudy Jacobson of a book called Metaliteracy. So he's going to be introducing that concept of metaliteracy. And then Heather and Amanda are going to talk about how journalism has changed during their working career, you know, when they came in before social media was the norm, and the way that that's changed the way that they create stories and their day-to-day experience.
And what is it about this that appeals or is aimed specifically at teens?
That's a good question. We have Aidan Suchak as the host, so the facilitator of the discussion. So it's really that since 2015, this panel, Fake News, Real Teens, is the first step of an initiative called the Teen Reporting Unit, which is an Albany Public Library project to create a teen media-making program next summer in Albany. And so this is the first step. And the Teen Reporting Unit has all grown out of the Youth Effects at APL program. So since 2015, Youth Effects at APL has built up this community of media makers. You know, like 500 kids have gone through Youth Effects at APL programs. So that's the intended audience of young people that we're reaching out to try to bring them in. And then we want to find other people in the community who care about media, whether as media critics, media makers, citizen journalists, or just media consumers and political activists, to kind of share their perspectives and have a dialogue with that group of young people who've gone through the Youth Effects at APL program.
Now, the library is also the host for the Albany Public Access Channel, right, on Spectrum?
The Albany Public Library is where Channel Albany is located, yeah. I can't speak too much about that because the studio has been closed until recently. They just had Community Media Day on October 20th, and they had tours of the space there. We're hoping that people from Channel Albany will take part in the teen reporting Fake News Real Teens panel.
I see. So there's no direct connection between the Access Channel and Youth Effects program?
Not right now for the November 4th. The Fake News Real Teens has two parts. There's a November 4th, and part two is December 1st. So the first part, we're going to be talking about problems, how young people perceive these problems in media, how these professional media makers perceive the problems from their end as creators. And then part two is going to be called Possibilities. And so for that one, we're going to have Muna Mira, who's a teen media maker. She works at Teen Vogue. And we're going to have Rosa Clemente, who led the PR on the Map grassroots media delegation that went down to Puerto Rico after the hurricane. They'll be there talking about solutions and ways that people can intervene in the media. And we're hoping to have a lot of folks from Albany, including from Channel Albany, take part in that dialogue about action steps to take on December 1st. So,
now you're talking about these issues and the impact on youth. Do you think that youths have the perception that there's a problem, or is this an attempt to educate them about a problem that you think there is?
Oh, I think Tor created this from the conversations that he was having with young people. So I can't speak to that because I've not been involved in the workshops that Youth Effects and Tor lead. So
we're speaking with Lex Begott. He's the executive director of Albany Public Library Foundation. What is the Albany Public Library Foundation, Lex?
The Albany Public Library Foundation provides critical financial support for the Albany Public Library.
And how do you do that?
We have an annual mailer that we fill people's mailboxes with in December, and we run a gala every year. And then I write grants for select library programs.
And what is the, I mean, that's a large mandate. Is there some specific area of library operations that the foundation is concerned with supporting?
Well, that's a bigger conversation now because it's changing a little bit. The news that I could share is that we are currently merging with the Friends of the Albany Public Library. So the Friends have traditionally supported the summer reading program, and they have supported physical improvements at the Washington Ave branch. So that will become part of what the foundation does. I've only been working there for about 2 years, and so before I worked there, we just provided a direct cash grant to the library every year from the annual appeal that the library could spend however they wished. We have now, just this year, we've instituted an internal grant program. And so the purpose of our internal grant program is to help us fund innovation at the library from the library's own knowledge. So librarians come up with projects that they want to do, perhaps that they've done before or that they've been wanting to do for some time, and we give them a direct grant for that. So.
And is the library funded from the city of Albany, or is it its own taxing entity? How does the basic funding for the library work?
Yeah, the Albany Public Library is funded by taxes.
Mm-hmm. So directly by taxes,
yes.
Not through the city?
Mm-hmm.
And so the foundation and the Friends supplement the tax revenue?
Yes, and we're a pretty small supplement for it. So we are just creating some programs that are not mandated through the main budget.
So how did you get involved with Fake News, Problems and Possibilities, the forum that's happening on November 4th, and then again a continuation of the forum on December 1st? What brought you into that?
So this is a continuation of Youth Effects at APL. We feel like this is the first of three programs that are part of the Teen Reporting Unit initiative, and the Youth Effects at APL program was made possible by the Albany Public Library Foundation. Tor Loney, who at that time was a youth services librarian at Washington, wanted to start doing programs with Youth Effects. The foundation supported the first of those pilot programs, and then we got a grant for a full year of Youth Effects at APL at 5 library branches, and now the program is at 6 branches and a year-round program, which is funded by the regular youth services budget of the Albany Public Library. And so the foundation is working to support the Teen Reporting Unit, which will create a place for teen filmmakers and news agencies, journalists, to create authentic and engaging media for youth, by youth, for youth, which is really the whole way that Youth Effects has always operated. And so it's both a workforce development program, you know, in that we're giving another opportunity, another way for the young people who've come out of the Youth Effects program to start to find other ways of being professional media makers. And it's a civic intervention in Albany by creating a way for, you know, young people to make bridges between established news agencies and each other.
Sounds great. How can folks who are hearing about this for the first time find out more about it?
Well, the best way to find out about Fake News, Problems, and Possibilities is to go to the Albany Public Library website, albanypubliclibrary.org, and click on the calendar and just look up November 4th or December 1st, and you will see all the events that take place there, including Fake News, Real Teens, Problems, and Possibilities. This is also kicking off a whole week of events for Media Literacy Week. There's going to be events from Monday, November 5th through Friday, November 9th. The 5 events during Media Literacy Week will be at the Howe Branch, and Fake News, Problems, and Possibilities will be at the Washington Ave Branch. So.